the slippers, for he told me to take special care of Mother while he was gone.
"I'll tell you what we'll do," said Beth. "Let's each get her something for Christmas and not get anything for ourselves."
"That's like you, dear. What will we get?" exclaimed Joe. Everyone thought soberly for a minute. Then Meg announced, as if the idea was suggested by the sight of her own pretty hands,
"I shall give her a nice pair of gloves."
"Army shoes, best to be had," cried Joe.
"Some handkerchiefs, all hemmed," said Beth.
"I'll get a little bottle of cologne. She likes it, and it won't cost much, so I'll have some left to buy my pencils," added Amy.
"How will we give the things?" asked Meg. "Put them on the table and bring her in and see her open the bundles. Don't you remember how we used to do on our birthdays?" answered Joe. "Let Marmy think we are getting things for ourselves and then surprise her. We must go shopping tomorrow afternoon, Meg. There's so much to do about the play for Christmas. In fact, we ought to rehearse tonight. Come here, Amy, and do the fainting scene, for you are as stiff as a poker in that."
Things went smoothly, for Don Pedro defied the world in a speech of 2 pages without a single break. Hagar the witch chanted an awful incantation over her kettle full of simmering toads with weird effect. Rodrigo rent his chains